Dear brothers and sisters, it is with great joy and gratitude that I celebrate with you my first Christmas as your bishop. I'd like to warmly thank you for making me welcome and at home in this vibrant and growing diocese of ours. Your acceptance, love, and support truly sustain me in my ministry and help launch myself into the deep, as my Episcopal motto suggests. In the mystery of Christmas, God reveals himself in a way that surprises as well as challenges us. Not only did he embrace our human condition fully, he also identified himself with the most vulnerable, the most rejected, and the most forgotten among us. The birth of Jesus as a homeless, poor, and unwelcomed person was indicative of a God who assumed the lowliest, the most feared, and the most dreaded of human conditions, in order to show us his expansive, unconditional love, and to call us to live that same unlimited and unconditional love. You know, usually the nativity scene set up around Christmas are represented with traditional characters, like this one here, with Mary and Joseph, the Magi, and perhaps even the animals. Last year, however, a very unusual nativity scene was set up somewhere. Everything in this crib speaks of the plight of displaced refugees. A refugee tent replaces the manger, and two statues of grieving parents with tears streaming down their faces replace Joseph and Mary. And as for baby Jesus, there is the most confronting image of all, a doll model of that Syrian toddler who drowned, lying face down, like he was found on a beach in Turkey. It seemed like a very unconventional crib. However, my friends, the lesson should not be lost in the story of Christmas, which we at times sentimentalize and sanitize through layers of embellishments. And the lesson is this, that God loves us. God loves us so much that he enters fully into the depths of our pain and misery. Christmas is about the God who disregards, who abandons his exalted status in order to become the most vulnerable, the most fragile, the most rejected among us. St. Paul in that Philippian hymn reflects beautifully Christ, the Lord, humble himself by taking the form of a slave, and being found in human condition, he humbled himself even more by accepting death on the cross. Christmas, therefore, is the beginning of that downward journey into the depths of our human existence. No dilemma was unlived by our God. No pain untouched. No despair unknown to him. Christmas is about the love that crosses boundaries, that dares to give all away, that commits our loving God to a human journey with us and for us in our most vulnerable state. But friends, Christmas offers us not only consolation and reassurance of being loved and accepted, it also challenges us in a way that raises our humanity to new heights. The challenge is that if God identifies with the weakest and the most despised among us, then can we not engage with the world that he loves? Can we not be channels of the same Emmanuel who is in the poor, the homeless, the refugee, the outcast, those considered lepers of our society today? As God abandoned his own security in order to be with us, so must we have the courage to leave our comfort zones, as the Pope is fond to say, and discover the presence, the beauty, and the love of God in unfamiliar or even in disordered places, in the margins, in the shadows of life. If Jesus was born in a manger and surrounded by lowly people, then we must discover him, our God, again and again in the unlikely situations and people around us and beyond us. This year, my dear people, has been a particularly difficult year for many of us to see the face of God and to journey towards the future with hope. The crisis in the Middle East, the threat of terrorism at home, the plight of asylum seekers, the hopelessness of our indigenous youth, the daily struggle of those left behind, the personal and family tragedies, etc., are just a few things that test our hope. The Royal Commission, too, has been a lightning rod that struck at the heart of our faith in the Church. It has never been so tough to be a Catholic. But then, my dear people, we need to remember that the tough times can also be the blessed times. What the Church needs is not a return to the heights of imperial power in what was known as Christendom. In the lives of the gods who identify with the poorest, with the powerless, rejected, persecuted, or even the condemned, the Church, too, needs to do what Pope Francis challenges us to do, and that is to go to the margins, to the peripheries, to be that presence of God for the poor and the marginalized, to be less about power, control, and clericalism, and more of a humble service, to be more of an oasis for the weary and the downtrodden, more of that radical encounter of love, inclusivity, and solidarity. My dear people, tonight we rejoice at the birth of the Emmanuel, the God who is with us and for us. Like the people who walked in darkness, we too have seen the great light. The fact that God is with us makes everything else in this world pale into insignificance. Let us rejoice, but let us also live the spirit of Christmas. God comes to us. God teaches us how we can come to him via our going out to each other, our engagement with the hopes and the struggles, the disappointments of others. Let us seek to meet Christ, to meet this Emmanuel, and serve him in the midst of our brothers and sisters. Then we'll experience the true joy which comes from him, who is our source of peace and love.